Welcome back to Omnia Talks. I'm your host, Ryan. In the last episode, we uncovered the illusion, how fear has silently woven itself into the fabric of our world and even into our hearts. But awareness is only the beginning. This is part two of The Matrix of Fear, a journey into liberation, into remembering what it means to live free. Because when fear no longer rules your choices, love begins to guide your life. And that was always the message of Jesus. Not to fear the world, but to transcend it through love, to return home to the kingdom within, where peace isn't earned, it's remembered. So as you listen, take a breath. Let's let go of the noises, the worry, the defense, and open your heart to this question. If love is stronger than fear, what would it look like if to live entirely from love? You've seen the Matrix of Fear. You've felt how it threads itself into thoughts, choices, and emotions. But awareness is just the first step. Freedom begins when awareness turns into embodiment. When truth moves from the mind to the heart. Because love isn't something you talk about, it's something you become. There is a moment when you can feel fear trying to hook you, whether it's in a conversation, a headline, a what if spinning in the mind. And right there is the moment of awakening. You can either react or you can remember. You can either fight the illusion or you can see through it. Fear says, I must control. Love says, I can trust. The first path leads to anxiety, exhaustion, and separation. The second path leads to peace, even in chaos. And that peace, that stillness, that can't be shaken by the outside world. That is the kingdom within that Jesus spoke of. Jesus never said the kingdom was up in the clouds or locked behind walls of belief. He said the kingdom of God is within you. That means heaven is not a future reward. It's a present awareness. It's the place inside you that is untouched by fear. It's the internal presence that never leaves, no matter how loud the world becomes. When you return to that space within, even for a few breaths, you start to remember that fear is not truth. It's noise. It's static. It's the shadow that disappears the moment you turn on the light. And that light is love. To live without fear doesn't mean life becomes easy. It means you meet life from a higher vibration. When Jesus said, love your enemies, he wasn't asking you to let people walk all over you. He was showing you the path to freedom. Because when you refuse to hate, when you choose to choose forgiveness instead of vengeance, you break the energetic cycle of fear. Every act of compassion, every moment of presence, every time you breathe before reacting, you are reclaiming your power from the matrix. It's not about perfection whatsoever. It's about awareness and the willingness to choose love again and again. One of the greatest illusions fear creates is the need for control. Control over outcomes. Control over people. Over the unknown. But Jesus taught us a different way. The way of surrender. He said, do not worry about tomorrow. For tomorrow will worry about itself. He showed us that surrender is not weakness. It's trust in the divine alignment. When he faced his greatest trial, he didn't resist life. He said, not my will, but yours be done. That wasn't defeat. That was transcendence. He showed us that when we surrender control, we don't fall apart. We fall into grace. And that's where the real freedom begins. Fear is not your enemy. It's your teacher. It reveals the places in you that you are still waiting to be healed. It shows you where love has not yet reached. When fear arises, don't push it away. Breathe into it. Ask it, what are you trying to show me? Because every time you bring light to fear, it transforms. It alchemizes. That's what Jesus did everywhere he went. He didn't fight darkness. He illuminated it. He looked into the eyes of the broken, the lost, and the condemned, and saw only the presence of God. That's love's greatest power. To turn pain into wisdom, to turn judgment into understanding, to turn fear into faith. Living without fear is not just spiritual. It's neurological. Every time you choose peace, you are essentially rewiring your brain. You're teaching your nervous system that love is safe, that silence doesn't mean danger, that slowing down doesn't mean losing. The matrix of fear thrives on urgency and noise, but the soul speaks in stillness. So pause more often. Breathe deeper. Pray not to escape the world, but to see it through the eyes of God. Because in that version, nothing is missing, nothing is broken, and nothing is worth fearing. When you strip away the dogma, the politics, the control, you find the essence of Jesus' message. Love God, love yourself, and love one another. That's it. That's the whole blueprint. He healed through love. He taught through love. He forgave through love. And he reminded us that greater things than these we will do. If we remember who we are, that means his teachings were not meant to create followers, but awaken leaders. Souls who embody the Christ within. Who walk through fear untouched. Who bring light wherever there is darkness. That's the true return of Christ. Not as one man descending from the clouds, but as love awakening in every human's heart. You see, there was a time when I thought freedom meant getting rid of fear, as if I had to conquer it or defeat it. But now I see freedom means seeing through it. When I feel fear now, I ask myself, what part of me is still learning to love? What truth is trying to come from this moment? And I come back to that simple reminder that Jesus gave us. Do not be afraid. Not because life will be easy, but because love has already won. Every time I return to that truth, I feel lighter. And I realize that heaven wasn't something that I had to reach. It was already something within me, inside of me, waiting to be lived. So wherever you are right now, whatever you're afraid of, breathe, trust, and remember, you are loved, you are guided, and you are free. The matrix of fear will crumble when enough hearts remember love. So stop choosing love. Keep becoming love. That's how we heal the world. Not by escaping it, but by illuminating it. Because perfect love casts out all fear. You see, freedom doesn't come from fighting fear. It comes from understanding it. Because fear dissolves the moment you meet it with love. To live free from fear is to walk in the way of Christ. Not as a religion, but as a living remembrance of truth. A way of being. Wherever forgiveness is strength. Where forgiveness is strength, compassion is power, and love is law. Jesus showed us that love is not passive. That it is the most courageous act a soul can choose. It breaks cycles, heals wounds, and unites what fear has divided. So as you move along through your days, ask yourself, am I choosing fear or am I choosing love? Because whichever one you choose creates the world within. This is Omnia Talks. Thank you for walking this path with me. Until next time, may love guide your steps and peace remind you who you truly are. Appreciate you guys tuning in once again, and thank you. If you guys did like this, share with friends, family, anyone that you think that will resonate with this message. Appreciate you guys, and I will be back very soon. Have a great one, y'all.